Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Tonight, we're just going to get really into it, and we're just going to go straight to it. Grace. Grace. We talk about God's grace, and we talk about how grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we forget that we are in a grace period. Grace period right now is the time right now where we are physically in our homes, self-reflecting, getting where we need to be. And God is giving us this time to recharge, revive, and restore everything that needs to be restored. And purging and destroying and correcting everything that has been a deficiency or a issue in your life. That being said, we have a lot of work to do. And if you've listened to any of my podcasts, if you listen to anything that I say, or you just scrolled across my name and you've listened to a little bit of what I have to say, if anything you get from is that you cannot make a decisive decision in an emotional state. And I say that over and over again. Reason why I'm bringing that particular reason up, that thing up, that phrase, that quote that has been embedded in me and that I'm trying to beat in y'all verbally, is because in order for grace to truly manifest and for it to really work and his mercy to follow us and to protect us the whole way, getting to have our back, so to speak, in the spiritual realm and in the physical realm, we have to acknowledge that we got work to do and that there's some issues that needs to be fixed. Now that we are in a standstill and we are in a stationary place and we are in a quiet space, there is such a peace that has come over me that is kind of hard to explain. I am so thankful. I am so excited for what God is about to do. And that's where God's grace comes into play. He has caused the world to be at a standstill because he has to remind us of who he is and why he loves and how much he loves us so. God loves us so much that he stopped the world for his kids to get in order for us to get to the next level. That's deep. And that's why I have such a peace, because when we talk about grace in the Bible, when we talk about his word and we talk about what it really means, you know, we look at the dictionary's definition for it. And it even goes into the point where it says grace is a gift from Heavenly Father given through his Son, Jesus Christ. The word grace, as used in the scriptures, refers primarily to enabling power and spiritual healing offered through the mercy and love of Jesus Christ. No one can return to the presence of God without divine grace. Now that is a Wikipedia definition of grace. That is deep. But when we look into the word and really understand what it is and get a clear knowing for the examples of his grace, we kind of forget that it's not a word. It's not just a word, y'all. It's a posture. It's a true posture of his peace. It's a true posture of his gifts. Is a true posture of love. When God gives you that grace period or that time of grace, it multiplies to the fact that and accentuates the fact that he has taken time out, one, to acknowledge you. That's number one. Two, to get an understanding and realize that he took the time to come by and see you. Three,
you belong to him. Not in that order. Not in that order. But just imagine, just think about it. God has taken the time out for you to truly see that you matter. This is not a time to be depressed, frustrated, and lonely. This is a time to be thankful and postured in a place where his grace is sufficient, as it says in the word. He's giving you time to get it right. Every day is a time to get it right. Every time that you wake up in the morning is another chance to get it right. But even more now, where you have your family, and if you don't have children, if you don't have a woman or a man for women, and if you don't have someone that you can share it with, this is the time for you to get intimate with the Father and truly have intimacy with him. Truly sit and conversate with Abba Father. There was a one of my sisters, she was speaking about her. She was listening to one of the prophets, and you know that we know. And he was talking about there is a language that God has that only his children know and can understand. And God has his own language, his own way of speaking to us. And you know, when he talks about, when Jesus talks about my sheep know my voice, this is the time for you to be quiet and to hear his voice and listen. There's a song that I always in my worship, I always sing it. And you know, it's a beautiful song. And you know, I won't be putting music to this podcast because of the fact that I don't want to mess up or compromise the true worship and the intimacy that this song truly is. And in order for you to really understand it, you have to hear it without any music. And I'm going to attempt to sing it. So bear with me. Bear with me as I sing part of it. And it goes like this. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet expression on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly All, stay with your love, and for each blessings we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt we know that we have been revived when we shall leave. Every time I hear that song, I think of Abba Father in his pure beauty. Grace has come upon us. Worship God in spirit and in truth, and watch you have a peace that passes all understanding. Stay in the midst of this grace period and remember that God is in control, always has been, and he will continue to be. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Blessings, y'all.